Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Hello again and welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment. I'm co-host Steve Gramsci with Kyle Alexander. Kyle is the COO of Mach 1 Financial Group, a retirement income planning specialist, and they have been serving the Northwest Arkansas area for a long time. Where have you been? Mach1Financial.com is where you can check us out online anytime. You could even do that during the course of this show today. So without ado, then we welcome Kyle Alexander. Applause, everyone.
Steve, how are you today, man? It's good to talk to you.
I am fine. I heard you were a stand-up comedian.
Oh, boy. Geez, that's a lot of pressure, man. I don't think I can handle that.
Well, when I introduced you to the audience.
I like tomatoes, but I don't like them in my face so much.
When I introduced you, you know, I was expecting applause, you know, from the audience, which we got. No. And then I thought you would open up with a joke, but you actually did with the tomatoes. So nice job.
Thanks. I like the fresh ones, man. They're a lot easier to clean up later.
Yeah, but really they're not that much fun and they hurt more too. So yeah. Speaking of that, let's not get too much red on our face, and we don't want any red ink in our retirement either. So why don't we see if we can't give a few nuggets of wisdom here today to some of our great listeners and talk about a few things that could be helpful to their retirement. That'd be great.
I'd love it.
So let me first tell you, you can call Mach 1 Financial Group anytime, preferably right now. 479-876-2100 is the number to call. All right, Kyle, so now it's time to put you to work. Let's get in a topic we call financial feelings. You know, you can sing them if you want. You know that song, Feelings, Nothing More Than Feelings.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, Steve.
So, well, look at the audience. I got a little bit of applause. I mean, you got it for the tomatoes. Why shouldn't I get some?
Oh, yeah, right.
All right, well, believe it or not, financial planning isn't all about math and logic, and thank goodness, because I was never good at the math anyway. There are times, though, when it's important to factor in how you feel about certain things. Like, for instance, and you can tell me, David, how much should you care about where you live? Would you be happier staying in your home, where perhaps you maybe raised a family? Or would you just be happy in a different home, maybe a different community? I mean, that's a lot to really to think of in advance and to plan for, isn't it?
You know, it really is. And it's funny because I'd like to think I'm pretty good at dealing with the behaviors of clients and understanding, you know, where they're coming from in terms of their needs. You know, all those college classes and human behavior, I suppose, paid off. I don't know. I'd like to think that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But going to your point, I think there are a lot of people that thrive on how they feel and their emotions more than they do the financial side of things. And I think that's important for certain people. I mean, you made a point. Would you be happier staying in a house where you raised your family, where your friends are? Maybe your home church community is nearby. Or maybe you just really love your neighbors. I mean, that is a huge influence on a lot of people about where they're going to locate in retirement. You know, these types of influences can really mean the difference between being happy in retirement and being unhappy in retirement, because perhaps you're a social creature and that's why you thrive. You know, you like to interact with those specific people. You know, and there's the opposite end of that equation. Maybe you're not very social. Maybe you don't really care a whole lot for spending a bunch of time around your family for perhaps a variety of reasons. Or maybe you just want to live in a warmer or prettier or a friendlier place, or even a place with lower taxes or a way, you know, or lower cost of living, if you will, to stretch that retirement dollar. All of these things are factors. And of course, that last one, I'm encroaching on that whole math discussion again, but maybe there's a point in there. Maybe in many cases, that cost of living or the tax load that you would have in a place of retirement really does drive that decision. But ultimately, it's about you, the individual, the emotions that you have and share, and the type of person you are that ultimately will drive the best place for you to retire. Another consideration that people often, you know, have to put first is their health. They might love to live in a rural community in Alaska, but getting to the doctor if you have a chronic illness is a major concern. So maybe that comes off the table. But these are things that you have to weigh and consider, and they're not only mathematical but emotional. And I would say that, you know, if you're one of these people that are struggling with those types of decisions, maybe it would just help to have a sounding board. you know, not only to talk about the math and the logic behind the decision that you're encountering, but also talk about the emotional side of it as well. And of course, you know, as a fiduciary advisor and as a person who has an older set of parents, I've seen a lot, I've heard a lot, have a lot of clients with a lot of challenges, and clients that have been really successful as well. And so, you know, maybe I can give you some nickel's worth of wisdom here and there to help you make some of those decisions. Ultimately, it is your call, especially when it boils down to where you're happiest. But sometimes it helps to have that sounding board to kind of find those emotions that that can help you make a better decision. So be glad to do that as well as look at the math problem that is retirement.
Well, and money is not emotion, but money makes you emotional. We're talking about your financial feelings. So trying to decide about maybe leaving a legacy. I mean, that's got to be excruciating for some people, deciding who to leave what and how much and who you might like better than someone else, or who it might be perceived you like better than someone else, having people mad at you after you're gone. I mean, is it important to leave a legacy or not? I mean, there's got to be a lot of feelings tugging there.
Yeah, I would say that financial legacy and the decision around that is generated by your personality and the relationship you have with others. I would say, you know, some of those relationships and the emotions that you have are generated from your childhood even. You know, how did your parents treat you or your grandparents treat your parents when they retired, and the types of perhaps pleasant experiences you had, or maybe some scarred emotions that occurred from those interactions that you remember. They may in fact steer how you deal with your kids or grandkids as you're preparing to retire, and the savings that you're putting away. Also, the needs of your family. You may have a special needs child. You may have a special needs grandchild, or some other major factor in your life that really tugs at your heartstrings to put more money away to maybe help that individual or that particular side of a family. And that's certainly warranted, and that's the right thing to consider, you know, if that's of concern and interest to you. Also, you may have children that aren't exactly financially stable for a variety of reasons, and you want to help them and their kids, and those are emotions that will lead you to maybe put a heavier load of savings in place to support them. And then, of course, there are other emotions that can occur from your life experiences, like, hey, you know, I worked really hard for this money. I never had anything. My parents never gave me anything. And you know what? I'm going to enjoy my retirement, and my kids can fend for themselves. Is that a proper emotion? Hey, it could be a personality trait that leads you to feel that way. It's not right or wrong. It is just how you feel. And that may indeed direct how much money you set aside for your children or grandchildren. And then finally, in terms of financial legacy, you may have children that have been very successful, and you have a great relationship with them. And they tell you, hey, mom, dad, y'all go enjoy yourselves. You know, you worked really hard. You put us through school. You gave us a foundation. We made decent money. Don't worry about us. You know, do what you want to do in retirement. Enjoy your retirement. You earned it. And then all that burden of that, you know, financial legacy, so to speak, is lifted off of you, and you can make a different decision. All of those things are important, and each person has their own individual sets of experiences and emotions that will drive ultimately that decision of how much to put away for a legacy for people to remember you. And it doesn't have to be monetary, right? It can be other things too, experiences and the types of people that you are and the way you treat others. That's probably a more valuable legacy in many regards than the money itself.
Kyle's a financial coach, has been for a long time, and Mach 1 Financial Group has been there to forge those relationships that give you that peace of mind and flexibility in your retirement to set you up with income for life. And this would be a good time for you to write down the number and make that call to 479-876-2100. 479-876-2100. You have feelings about getting into the details and the nitty-gritties of your own investments, or do you like to keep it this simple and really don't want to devote much thought or time to the finances yourself as possible? Well, that's a decision that you have to make, and I think, Kyle, tell me how you could make that easier for one.
You know, it's really a question for the individual again. I mean, if a person enjoys the thrill of investing, if they enjoy picking that stock, if they enjoy watching it, if they enjoy, you know, trying to strategize based on their knowledge of a particular company and how they should invest, Those are all emotions that can really change whether or not you even want an advisor, because you just enjoy it so much. It's a hobby for you. You may be another type of personality entirely where your hobby is retirement and your whole focus in life is not worrying about finances or other issues or minimizing worry as much as possible because you just want to enjoy the final years of all that you've worked for. So in either case, they're both appropriate emotions to have, and you can make a decision based on your own personality. I would say that some people don't want to devote even one thought to managing their finances because they are enjoying their retirement so much. And in that particular case, you may want to spend some time researching the advisors in your community to find out who's a good fit for you. Who's somebody that you trust? Because if you're not going to pay attention to it, you really do need to hand it off to somebody that will pay attention to that, will help you make the right decisions, will make the right call at the right time, and will help guide you through your retirement to take on the burden that you don't want to take on yourself. And again, that key focus there is finding somebody that you really trust, because it doesn't sound like you're going to be watching those numbers very closely. So you'll make sure that the person you pick is doing the best job they can by watching those numbers and making the best decision that you possibly can get.
That is very profound, certainly. If you don't like the numbers, make sure you've got somebody hired who does like the numbers and will keep track of them for you. It's something I have a problem. One of my financial feelings that I've always had is I don't like being in debt. I don't want to owe anybody any money at any time, and I do my best to make sure that's not the case. Some people, though, they might feel like they're ready to carry some debt, and then you got to feel sorry for the people who didn't think of that either way until they put those credit cards and maxed them out and they're still paying on them. So you got to get out of that situation first, and then you can make that decision. How do you feel about being in debt?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Steve. And I would say people that are very conservative and who like to avoid debt, it's amazing. I've seen this in our practice here, are generally the ones that have saved, have a lot of money for retirement, are ready for retirement. Whether they really had a plan or not is kind of secondary. Their plan was to save and save and save, which kind of eliminated the need for a plan because they never spent any money. But, you know, of course, we can help those people as well actually design what it is they want to use that money for now that they've amassed a decent amount of wealth, and also avoid many of the tax pitfalls that could be in their way as a result of saving so much money. So there are other reasons, you know, you want to have a financial advisor. But if you're a person that doesn't really shrink from debt, in other words, you kind of don't mind carrying a little bit of a debt load, I have seen that those people typically take more risks in the market. Just from my experience, they tend to, you know, gravitate more towards riskier stock investments and less towards, you know, conservative investments such as bonds and even annuities. They don't want to have any part of that. And perhaps those are the people that most need a coach, so to speak, to help them stay on track with their financial plan, because they don't have a lot of discipline to do it on their own. And hiring a coach is the best thing they find out that they could have done, because now they have some discipline infused into their long-term retirement plan. They have a savings program that we help them, you know, set up to achieve their goals. We put a budget in place with them. We work with them to develop that budget and just give them some guidelines and some, you know, let's call them guide rails, if you will, to stay within the track of moving towards a successful retirement. And so those are important things to consider. And those folks that are willing to take on a little debt, typically they're the ones that that really do need a solid financial plan and some assistance just to stay on track. It's just like a fitness coach, right? If you want to lose 20 pounds and you have no discipline, chances of you actually achieving that are pretty slim. But if you have somebody who's keeping you on task and helping you stay focused, your chances of losing 20 pounds are probably pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, just before we wrap it up today, our last topic of financial feelings and how you feel about it is, how much does the market volatility bother you? Do you feel stress when the market is turbulent?
You know, personally, one of the things that our financial firm does is we work really hard to help our clients avoid volatility in the market. And at least if we're not avoiding the volatility, we're managing that volatility in a way that helps them continue to advance their portfolio. So let me give you an example. You know, managing volatility is one of those things. It's much like a personality. Most people want to be in control. I'm one of those people. I'm a type A personality. I want to be in control. So volatility bothers me more than anything else, because by its very nature, volatility is the antithesis of control, right? And it's kind of a passive lack of control, or something that's beyond your individual ability to manage or maneuver through challenges, right? So what I told you is that there are ways to do that in the investment world that can help control that volatility to a limited degree, just through investment strategies that are set up with volatility controls as part of their algorithms. Now, let me get a little more detailed there. What we're talking about is hedged equity strategies. And these particular types of investment strategies have a strict algorithm that place a mathematical limit on the downside that could occur from volatility. Now, is it possible to still lose in that type of investment? Yes. Is it possible to have a major loss in that type of investment? Yes. But those volatility controls that are there generally keep you within the guardrails of that mathematical equation of the losses that you're willing to sustain. And that's kind of the difference between that and an investment that is not hedged to the downside to prevent downside losses of a mathematical limit. And so those types of strategies are not all that rare. Major financial institutions have been using them for decades, using options to control that downside risk. And, you know, it's something that we can provide for our clients also. You don't have to be, you know, a huge international trading firm or a bank to access the, you know, those types of investment strategies. So love to talk to you about those. And it's just like any other kind of tool, right? Not everything can be fixed with a hammer and a crowbar, right? And sometimes you have to have other more sophisticated tools in your toolbox to deal with financial challenges such as volatility. And those are some of the tools that we can bring to the table to help our clients kind of navigate those troubled waters, if you want to call it that.
And not everything can be fixed in just one conversation either, but you can call Mach 1 Financial Group at 479-876-2100. Just briefly, that first sit down that we have, what do we talk about?
Yeah, so one of the first things we'll do is we'll actually assess your risk and your risk tolerance, I should say. So what is it that you most fear? Are you a conservative investor? What are your goals? We want to know exactly what you want to achieve in retirement. We want to understand your budget, your spending habits. We'll talk about those issues. And then we'll explore, you know, what it is you want to achieve in life. Understand your family. Understand your background. And all of those things, because they all play a factor into the type of financial plan we might build for you, because it's all very individual. It's all very specific to your needs. And ultimately, the only way we're going to achieve the goals that you have in your mind is to understand what those are and put together a plan to achieve them. So we're gonna sit down and tackle all of those things with you up front, so we can do the right thing for you, the client, every time. It is our job as a fiduciary to do what is in your best interest. And the only way we can do what's in your best interest is to understand you.
And the only way you can get there is to make that call, 479-876-2100, 479-876-2100. The team at Mach 1 Financial Group are retirement income planning specialists. They're serving you in the Northwest Arkansas area. You are listening to this program and you have been thinking about your own retirement and your access and your plan to execute it. I always tell my kids, you have to have a plan, then execute it. Don't just go out there and do that. So, Kyle, there's some great information today. I just thank you for your time.
Hey, Steve, I'm thrilled to be here, and we love helping our community deal with some of these challenging things because it's something we love to do, and not everybody enjoys it as much as we do. So glad to help.
That's good to hear, because some of us would rather not have to mess with all the things you have to deal with in order to get me retired. 479-876-2100, the number. Don't forget it, 479-876-2100. I'm Steve Gramsci for Kyle Alexander and the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. Thank you for listening to the Mach 1 Market Moment.
Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the Commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.